Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Earlier in this edition, we heard from President Bush as well as Senate and House leaders about their optimism and their urgency to their members about needing to pass the latest version of the $700 billion Wall Street bailout package. The Senate will vote tonight, Wednesday evening, and if it passes, most likely it will be Friday morning when the House of Representatives takes up the package and debates it once again. Of course, it was the House on Monday that rejected the previous version of this legislation. But now it's not just the leadership, but rank-and-file members that are saying it's time to get this done. On the Senate side, New York Senator and former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says that the national credit crunch is spreading and is already being felt by families. The Senate has to act now.
With students who are seeing the sources of student loans drying up, interest rates on car payments rising, families who had saved up and acted responsibly seeing higher mortgage rates shrinking their dream of home ownership.
South Dakota Senator John Thune, a Republican, says it's time for the Senate and the House to come together and finish the job.
When you're in a situation like this and you've got a national emergency, you've got to put politics and ideology aside and do what is the responsible thing. And I frankly don't think we have many alternatives or many choices here.
Judd Gregg is the Republican from New Hampshire, and he is also the top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee. He says he can tell people exactly what will happen if Congress fails to pass a bailout bill.
You know, I happen to think we're here to represent America and making it a better place, and giving people a job and making sure we have an economy that survives. And if they feel that they can do that by drying up credit and having Main Street impacted and having the stock market wipe out people's savings as a result of massive drops, and I guess that's their opinion.
In other news, Thursday night is the one and only vice presidential debate between Republican nominee Sarah Palin, the governor of Alaska, and the Democratic nominee Joe Biden, the senator from Delaware. But the latest controversy in advance of the debate is surrounding moderator Gwen Ifill of PBS. That's because Ifill has a book due out on Inauguration Day talking about the rise of black politicians, quote, in the age of Obama. Earlier this year, Ifill explained what her book was all about.
The title of the book is The Breakthrough, Politics and Race in the Age of Obama. It's taking the story of Barack Obama and extending it to talk about a whole new generation of black politicians who are doing very similar things in very different ways.
Gwen Ifill of PBS, many conservatives are howling mad, saying there's a clear conflict of interest and Ifill is interested in making money off a book. And if Obama's not elected president, its release on Inauguration Day is going to ring a little bit hollow. But among those not concerned about Ifill moderating the vice presidential debate, John McCain.
I think that Gwen Ifill is a professional, and I think she will do a totally objective job because she is a highly respected professional. Does this help that if she has written a book that's favorable to Senator Obama? Probably not, but I have confidence that Gwen Ifill will do a professional job.
John McCain also saying he's excited about tomorrow night's debate because people are going to see the real Sarah Palin and how she would be a great change for Washington.
Their appreciation for her is not because she has got a PhD from Harvard. She doesn't. Where their appreciation for her is her worldview, her tradition, her adherence to good government.
For her part, Sarah Palin says she's ready for the debate as well. She says she realizes Joe Biden has more than three decades of experience in Washington, but she thinks she brings something to the table that America really needs right now. And Palin says she certainly respects everyone involved in the campaign, but she believes it's someone who's got a background similar to millions of Americans who live everyday lives who will be best to be in the White House.
Oh, I think they're just not used to someone coming in from the outside saying, you know what, it's time that normal Joe Sixpack American is finally represented in the position of vice presidency. And I think that that's kind of taken some people off guard and they're out of sorts and they're ticked off about it.
Meanwhile, new nationwide polls show that Barack Obama could be opening up a statistically significant lead. According to the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, Obama now leads 49-42%, and perhaps even more significantly, he leads by 18 points on the question of who would be a better candidate to handle a financial crisis. Obama leads there 51-33%. However, in the Gallup Daily Tracking poll, McCain has it narrowed to a 48-44% Obama advantage. Even more good news for Barack Obama in the latest state-by-state poll from Quinnipiac University. In three in three critical battleground states. It's Obama by 15 in Pennsylvania and by 8 points each in Ohio and Florida, although those results run contrary to much closer margins run by other organizations in very recent days. Still ahead on this edition of Dateline Washington, tips for Sarah Palin for tomorrow night's debate from Janice Krause of Concerned Women for America. We'll also find out why by Congress doing nothing, we could have more energy production in a few years. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, the Democrats and the bailout. Stay with us.